Chapter 16. And the Lord said to Moses, after the death of the two sons of Aaron when they took in strange fire before the Lord and death overtook them, the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, your brother, that he may not come at all times into the holy place inside the veil, before the cover which is on the ark, for fear that death may overtake him, for I will be seen in the cloud on the cover of the ark. Let Aaron come into the holy place in this way, with an ox for a sin offering and a male sheep for a burnt offering. Let him put on the holy linen coat, and the linen trousers on his body, and the linen band round him, and the linen headdress on his head, for this is holy clothing, and before he puts them on his body is to be washed with water. And let him take from the children of Israel two he goats for a sin offering and one male sheep for a burnt offering. And Aaron is to give the ox of the sin offering for himself, to make himself and his house free from sin. And he is to take the two goats and put them before the Lord at the door of the tent of meeting. And Aaron will make selection from the two goats by the decision of the Lord, one goat for the Lord and one for Azazel. And the goat which is marked out for the Lord, let Aaron give for a sin offering. But the goat for Azazel is to be placed living before the Lord, for the taking away of sin, that it may be sent away for Azazel into the waste land. And Aaron is to give the ox of the sin offering for himself and take away sin from himself and his house, and put to death the ox of the sin offering which is for himself. And he is to take a vessel full of burning coal from the altar before the Lord and in his hand some sweet perfume crushed small, and take it inside the veil, and let him put the perfume on the fire before the Lord so that the ark may be covered with a cloud of the smoke of the perfume, in order that death may not overtake him. And let him take some of the blood of the ox, shaking drops of it from his finger on the cover of the ark on the east side, and before it, seven times. Then let him put to death the goat of the sin offering for the people, and take its blood inside the veil and do with it as he did with the blood of the ox, shaking drops of it on and before the cover of the ark. And let him make the holy place free from whatever is unclean among the children of Israel and from their wrongdoing in all their sins, and let him do the same for the tent of meeting, which has its place among an unclean people. And no man may be in the tent of meeting from the time when Aaron goes in to take away sin in the holy place till he comes out, having made himself and his house and all the people of Israel free from sin. And he is to go out to the altar which is before the Lord and make it free from sin, and he is to take some of the blood of the ox and the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar and round it, shaking drops of the blood from his finger on it seven times to make it holy and clean from whatever is unclean among the children of Israel. And when he has done whatever is necessary to make the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar free from sin, let him put the living goat before the Lord, and Aaron, placing his two hands on the head of the living goat, will make a public statement over him of all the evil doings of the children of Israel and all their wrongdoing, in all their sins, and he will put them on the head of the goat and send him away, in the care of a man who will be waiting there, into the waste land. And the goat will take all their sins into a land cut off from men, and he will send the goat away into the waste land. Then let Aaron come into the tent of meeting and take off the linen clothing which he put on when he went into the holy place, and put them down there, and after bathing his body in water in a holy place, he is to put on his clothing and come out and give his burnt offering and the burnt offering of the people, to take away his sin and the sin of the people. And the fat of the sin offering is to be burned by him on the altar. And the man who takes away the goat for Azazel is to have his clothing washed and his body bathed in water, and then he may come back to the tent circle. And the ox of the sin offering and the goat of the sin offering, whose blood was taken in to make the holy place free from sin, are to be taken away outside the tent circle, and their skins and their flesh and their waist are to be burned with fire. And the man by whom they are burned is to have his clothing washed and his body bathed in water, and then he may come back to the tent circle. And let this be an order to you forever: in the seventh month, on the tenth day, you are to keep yourselves from pleasure and do no sort of work, those who are Israelites by birth and those from other lands who are living among you, for on this day your sin will be taken away and you will be clean, you will be made free from all your sins before the Lord. It is a special Sabbath for you, and you are to keep yourselves from pleasure. It is an order forever. And the man on whose head the holy oil has been put, and who has been marked out to be a priest in his father's place, will do what is necessary to take away sin, and will put on the linen clothing, even the holy robes, and he will make the holy place and the tent of meeting and the altar free from sin. He will take away sin from the priests and from all the people. And let this be an order forever for you, so that the sin of the children of Israel may be taken away once every year. And he did as the Lord gave orders to Moses.